All right, fantastic. Okay. I'm sorry? Okay, should I not use the headman? Okay. All right, folks, thanks all for sticking behind. I greatly appreciate it. If you're in the narthex and you want to be part of this conversation, I invite you to come on back in and we'll have a conversation. So, like I said a few weeks ago, before I went on vacation, the purpose for this is we wanted to get some more stories. Because when I first got here in September 2019, I was in the process of getting to know you, and you're supposed to be in the process of getting to know me. However, as part of that evolution then, March 2020 happened, and something happened for about 2 years. You might have heard of it. It's like the whole world shut down. And so what we ended up doing was, as opposed to normal evolution, when a pastor comes in, there's this getting to know you, getting to know about you, you know the song, that's what I'm going for. However, part of that process got truncated pretty radically. And so we had to adapt what we were doing. And so what this congregation was doing for worship before I got here, we deviated from it immensely because we had to because of the virtual service. And now we are coming back to a regular routine of services. And it is just, I think, is a good opportunity to share what is meaningful for worship and what gets you excited. Because I don't know everything, and I have a particular way that I like to enjoy worship, but I know that my way is not universal. And I also know if I don't get feedback and hear the stories of this congregation, it's going to be kind of like butting your head against the wall. For example, have you ever had a conversation with someone, or you've had a relationship with a person for months or years, and you always go, why are they acting that way? And then you realize, well, they act a certain way. Case in point, how many of you ever told your spouse or heard from your mother, now don't get mad. Now don't get mad. You know, so what's the first thing you want to do? My mom asked me for years, she said, do I want to take out the trash? I would tell her no, and then I would go do it. Because she wasn't asking me, she was telling me to take out the trash. It took her 3 years to recognize what I was doing. And she said, hey, you said no. I said, I know what I said, but I know what I'm doing it. So, and the part of this is because there are assumptions we make in our lives that, since I like to do this way, it's universal. Well, it's not universal. For example, how many people really love Simon and Garfunkel? How many would love to have a service with an entire Simon and Garfunkel liturgy? Hello, darkest, my old friend. People are going, the only thing I would like is for the devotions, the sounds of silence. I just think of the movie The Trolls. But anyway, but how many people love R&B? How many people know what R&B actually is? Okay. How many people love rap? How many people love country music? There is some passion finally in this congregation. How many people like guitars? How many people like banjos, mandolins, ukuleles, xylophone, marimba, percussion? So it's myriad of things. So what we have to do as community, though, is to learn how to live within that so we all can experience for it. My philosophy, this kind of stuff, is this. If no one is happy, but they still come, if that makes sense, if no one is fully happy, but someone has at least happy with a lot of different stuff going on, then we're doing something right. So what I'd like to do for this is, we're going to start with another reminder that this is an experience where we're talking about us as individuals, okay? So I'd like us to use I statements for this, going, I am energized when we do this. I'm energized when I talk this way, or when I hear this, or when I sing this type of genre, okay? As opposed to you. Because when you ever say you like that, it's a conversation nullified. Make sense? So if someone messes up and says, I'm going to ask, can we use I statements, please? Does that sound fair for this next 45 minutes or so? Okay. Any questions about that? All right, so I'm going to ask you a question, and I'll be taking notes periodically, and then who has a phone with a camera on it that they are sitting right here in the front? Sherry, do you have a camera phone?
Yeah.
So when this gets full, would you please take a picture of it?
Yes.
All right, Mr. President,
I'm going to check these microphones. Is microphone working?
Yes, it is.
Is microphone working?
Okay. So anybody that wants to talk will allow you to
have one of these so that you can everybody can hear you.
All right. Sounds great. Should you look at that? So if you want to stay in the back and or you can't hear something, we'll bring the microphone to you. All right. So I'll ask this question. Why do you, as an individual, why do you like to worship? What do you get out of worshiping? Help me out with this. You just raise your hand, you try to say something, and it can be a myriad of reasons. Oh, yes. Lisa.
To have a connection with God.
To have a connection with God. Thank you.
101 worship with God. And God, you know, he revealed himself in, you know, as praise and worship. He revealed himself to you as you focus on your him. Don't focus on who's around you or by you. God says it's me and you. This is our time. And that's praise and worship.
Thank you for sharing, Lisa. Why else? Other answers. Why do we worship? To connect with friends.
Praise God.
Karen, I saw your hand next. So may I say connect with community? How about community at large? So we have the community here in this building, but we also have the community outside this building. Is that making sense when I say at large? All right. And folks, do not despair. If you can't read my handwriting, these folks are more for me than you. And I will type these up and email them out tomorrow. Okay? Yes, Joy.
Feel supported by other Christians.
So?
Feel supported by other Christians.
Okay. So is that why you worship or is that why you come to church? Help me out. Okay, but this is still important because the two are going to blend together. We're going to find out. So this is... Why worship? And then why attend? This marker is dying on me a little bit here.
Question for clarification.
Yes.
So when you say why worship, I like to...
When you say... why do I like to worship? I would say that I like to go deeper into the Bible.
Okay.
For better understanding, to understand Jesus's ways, and most importantly, to understand what the kingdom of heaven or God is and how that is different than the world and its system.
Hey, Marilyn, can you do me a favor, please, and check Melissa's office with any more dry erase markers? So what I'm hearing is, as why I worship is I learn about God and God's kingdom. Is that a good summation? Okay. Are there, yes, Carol. So what I'm hearing is, when I worship, that's how I primarily understand God and connect with God the most intimately?
Yeah, it's the first connection that we have.
All right, first connection, primary connection. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm putting the 1 degree as a primary. Does that make sense? How I primarily connect with God. Yes. Joyce
gave me a list.
Why am I not surprised? So I'm going to tell you, Gary, not Joyce. Joyce, you're limited to 5 minutes, okay?
She wants to feel uplifted by the service.
All right. You can, if I
uplifted and closer to God through the service.
So, help me out with the unpacking of the word uplifted, because that might mean different things to different people. What can you answer that for Joyce?
Yeah.
What does Joyce mean by being uplifted?
I think it means that she feels through the service that she's become closer to God, and that she can express her praise for God during that time.
So what I'm
fired, encouraged.
Is that what I'm hearing? I was thinking the same thing.
Inspired, encouraged, connected to the Holy Spirit.
Could I say inspired to respond to the gospel or inspired to serve? Would that be
inspired to continue.
Inspired to continue, Karen, what did I hear over there?
Lesson or anything, because the Bible is the Word of God, and we need to get back to that. We're all getting away from it. I don't even see the Bible. You know, I know people sometimes bring their Bible, but we really have to be that part of God's children, and we have to have His help. And the Bible is the biggest thing that can help us, and I think we get away from that.
But are you, Karen? I'm not trying to short. No. I want to finish Joyce's thought, put on the board first, and then your thought. Is that okay?
Maybe a better way of saying it is when you come in, you might be down, but when you leave, you feel like you've been touched and energized. And feel His presence.
I think one thing.
I'm sorry.
I'm reiterating.
Is this augmenting what your mom's point is?
Yeah.
All right, then we'll keep it at.
I think when she means uplifted is that when you go through the week living in the world, you can start to feel pulled down and disconnected, and to be able to come back and regain that passion and the fulfillment of what living outside, like living in the kingdom of God more is.
Mm-hmm.
To bring that back, to refresh that, to be that kind of like renewal every week, because during the week when you're further away, you get brought down by the world.
I'm going to propose this. Worship, if we're inspired with God's love and God's joy, but there's also worship empowers making the Monday connection. What I mean by that is, and I've tried to preach numerous times, faith is not just here. What I think of here is like a health spa. You don't live your entire life in the health spa, do you? Where do you live you don't live your life getting a massage all the time, do you? I love it, don't get me wrong, but I don't live my life in a massage parlor all the time. But what happens when I get my muscles loosened up in the massage parlor, lets me go through the next week without pain. When I worship God and I'm uplifted and inspired by God's love and joy, I can then make the Monday connection and realize that God is present not just Sunday mornings, but 24/7, 7 days a week, 365. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I want to go back to Karen's point because So why we worship is to understand better the Word of God. Am I putting words in your mouth, Karen? Okay. Learn about God, God's kingdom, and I'm going to put down God's Word. I'm putting it in the same line as learning about God and God's kingdom and that God's Word. In my mind, they're kind of all, they're intertwined. You can't have one without the other. Is that okay if I could join those, Karen? Now, let me give you an aside for why the Bibles aren't in the pews. COVID, we took him out, and we haven't put him back in yet. It's just, there's no sinister, more sinister reason than that, and we can get that done this week. Okay? All right. Himalina, all right, Mina. What do you put the Bibles into the pews once we find them this week, okay? I'm just reminding the person on staff to help me out with that. Is that okay? I'm simply asking between you and Marilyn to remind us. We need to put pews, the Bibles in the pews this week, sometime during the week. Fantastic. Thank you. All right. So We talk a lot about why we worship. There's one reason why I worship as well, is that God calls me to do that. I'm gonna own that. Actually, can I have a photograph of this, please, so I can start erasing? We're going to take a momentary pause. This is going to be photographed, and then I'll erase it, and then we'll add more.
One I'd like to add is to sing praises to the Lord. And, you know, the more familiar you are, the louder it can be.
Oh, there's a ratio. All right. I'll start writing things down, folks. Okay, so. Again, I promise you I will type this up and it'll be on our Facebook page and it'll be emailed out. So you'll all have access to this. God calls us to worship. Sing praise. Emphasis on the word sing, correct? Sure. So what I'm hearing that is talking about the liturgical portion of it, the Kyrie. Okay. All right. Oh, thank you for the feedback. Will do. Thank you for staying, Mina. Thanks for staying, Dick. I appreciate it. And I think the board is in better days. What are you doing? Hey, it's going out in a blaze of worship glory, which is good. All right. So another question I have for you, because we've talked about why we worship a lot. I'd like to then talk, why do we attend church? There can be a difference between the two. I've had some people in our lives, especially with COVID, are much more comfortable worshiping at home. Because you can sit down and I remember we had a congregational meeting back, I think in 2021. And we had it on Zoom. Remember that conversation we all had? And it was great seeing you all in your pajamas on that Sunday morning. It was like you had Zoom attire, which is, it's like the mullet of attire. This is on the top, lounging on the bottom. It's a mullet of Zoom clothing. But I don't know how excited we were to get back in person back the Sunday after Easter, back in 2021. So there's something exciting about that. So why attend church? And one of those was, what I remember, it was the social support. Why else do we attend church?
Learn.
All right.
To learn.
To learn. Diane, I heard you say something, but I didn't hear it clearly. I'm sorry.
That discipline to, you know, get the week going. You know, if left to my own devices, I think I would be haphazard about it at best.
Amen to that. I'm the same way. So we tend to remember the Sabbath day. All right. Has anybody want to say they haven't said yet regarding why worship and why we attend? Yeah. Okay. I saw Faye and then Joy.
I find that period at the end of my week, and it adds a capital letter for the beginning of the next week.
So, okay, I'm trying not to ivory tower what you're saying there, Faye, but what's coming to mind is it helps to contextualize the rest of the week. Does that make sense what I'm saying? It kind of puts it in context. It puts the rest of the week in meaning of your relationship with God. Is that what I'm hearing? All right. And Joy, how do you
I like to be able to feel
feel excitement of others also being passionate about Christ like I am. And when I see other people upbeat or excited about what Christ is doing in their life or with worshiping God, that helps me become more passionate and excited myself. Now the pen doesn't
work. Thank you, Seth. Not even the engineer. The engineer didn't have it. Yeah, the engineer. I killed it, Seth. Yeah, I think there is a great valid value of what you're... Oh, Kathy, please, yes.
I want to know when I leave that I am motivated to change the world.
I want to know I'm motivated to change the world, to do something. Don't just keep it here. To take it out.
To further the kingdom of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, Lisa. Here, Lisa in the back, please.
The reason why I come to church is to hear from God, the instructions that He would want me to do, and live and carry out. If He tell me to go do this, whatever God tell me to do, I'm going to do. And praise and worship. The worship is giving God what He's asking for. He loves us to praise Him. And it helps wherever you release it, take out the tears, whatever you're going through, then who's your pastor or leader, they'll come and pray for you. They'll tell you what God said. And it helps a lot. I love praise and worship. And it cleans you out. Because you never know what a person's going through. Then I love testimony. Because you overcome by the word of testimony. You never know who's going through what.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps a lot. It gets you going. But God said, keep it going. You're not in the sanctuary. He said, keep it going. You're at home. Go out. He tells, set my captives free.
Mm-hmm.
He says. And He said, you know, you just say, Jesus loves you. One word repent, and no one come behind. So I just thank God for God.
Amen. Thank you, Lisa. Yes, Carol.
New Testament, and I think possibly Old Testament too, that God says that's what He wants us to do. To gather.
To gather. That's what called by God to gather. Okay. Yes. I can hear you just fine. The people behind you might not be able to, though. You were here to get your gas tank filled. Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate your 2 cents.
What sounds like guidance for the coming week.
Exposed to somebody who's been trained to teach from the Bible.
When you find that person, let me know, okay?
I might have.
All right. Yes, share it.
Holy Spirit led.
So this is why we attend. Holy Spirit.
Like, I was even thinking, we should pray. We should invite the Holy Spirit into this discussion,
mm-hmm.
and have the Holy Spirit guide us and tell us, just like Revelation was written to the seven churches, you know. So I pray that the Holy Spirit just infiltrates this church and helps us to connect and come together and to guide you, to guide us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's a wonderful prayer that you just said.
Thank you.
All right. What I would like to do at this point is I'd like to have a conversation with some people. Now, here are my criteria for the conversation. Again, use I statements. This is what gets me energized. Within the context of what we talked about, why worship, why we attend church. Now, there's the third question is going to be, how do I get energized best through what kind of expression? Mary started the conversation a little bit ago with the liturgy setting. What I want to do, though, is there are other things as well that might be very helpful. For example, I might get energized by, we had an outside service at Fort Church Farm once a month or in the summer. Whatever that might be, whatever it is for you, name it and claim it. Now, here's the other criteria. If you are you cannot be with your family, all right, and I want you to find a person of a different generation than you. Okay? Now, I understand not all the confirmation class are able to be here today. However, if you are 70, find a person in their 40s. If you are 40, find a person who is a confirmation student. But they cannot be in your same family. All right? I want you to get into small groups. Now, folks, you'll have to get up, and you'll have to move. And then once we're done with that, I'll give you 15 minutes to talk about it. Then we're going to come together again. And I'd like you to talk, because I want to hear the various kinds of expressions that you're having with your small groups, okay? Then we'll come out together, and then we'll all process that. If we can do 5 or 6, that'd be great. How many people? Yeah, we have people in multiple generations that are here, so. Well, yeah. Hey, Nat or Penny, if you enjoy, could join the group back there, please, and then also, can you? Yeah, that's fine. So, and then Penny, you can come up here and join them, and join Sherry. Yeah, might have one. What I'm asking you to answer is I want you to express what gets you, or what gets me, Diane Pyle, excited, what expression of worship gets me the most excited and connected to either God or within the community, and then converse. But then also, I'd like you to hear what other people, other generations and backgrounds are also saying, because hopefully we'll realize there's not just one way to worship. Is that making sense? And then we'll So we'll gather again in about 10, 15 minutes. I'll give you a 2-minute warning time.
Not only so much, but I'm in the eye of I'm going to go to the hospital.
2-minute warning.
Thank you all. Did you all feel like you were able to express? Did everybody in your small group feel heard? Everybody in your small, raise your hand if you felt like you were heard in your small group, please. Raise your hand if you feel like you got heard in your small group. Raise your hand, okay, all your hands. Raise your hand if you feel like you have something more to say to your small group, please. Seth, your hand was up. Do you want to finish your thought with your group? Okay, I hear that. So, an honor of trying to reference, I hear that, but let me ask, the question was more of, did anybody feel like they were spoken over? All right, that's what I was trying to go for. Okay, what I'd like to do, what were some things that you found out in the midst of your discussion of your group? What are some things that came to light about people's passions and expressions of worship? Okay, what about music? So, Allison, we'll go with you first. Allison, and then we'll go to the back.
Just how music makes you feel.
Okay.
Everyone feels a little different about music. Some people can hear music and be, eh. Other people gives them goosebumps. It speaks to them a lot more than other things.
Okay. Thank you.
How, like, different ages and different generations have certain tastes in music, and how there needs to be a careful mix of both to get both pieces to be happy.
So what I'm hearing said, Natalie, is that you were in the process of your conversation is you heard that different generations like different kind of music. Is that what I'm... This one here. Why do they always point to you, Isaac, when they say this one here is special? No. But also, you can get a person that's the same age as you, and you might not like the same music either. Is that also a fair statement to make? You know? I have my dear nieces. Okay, I'm sorry. How about me? Other things that came to light in your conversations?
Join the service.
All right. Can you say the first part again, please, so we all can hear it?
Yeah, we were talking about having more uplifting music, more guitar type things. We all express that.
Okay.
And the kind of music that would help bring young people in to have a good time and not have everybody with gray hair like me enjoying.
All right. So, amen to that. I'm going to ask a clarifying question for this group here. Okay? I'm going to ask you to unpack it if possible. The word uplifting. What is this group meaning by that word?
I guess for me, more not necessarily upbeat, because there's some music that's not as upbeat, that's uplifting. Like, that just makes you feel good. I mean, like the goosebump thing that Allison was saying. Like, it just speaks to you, I guess.
Okay.
Kind of.
I hear what is being said. Joy, do you have a follow-up for that? Or?
I just know that
I know we talked in our group that with having a careful mix, that having some music that feels uplifting for us is where maybe you're joined together and excited and clapping, and it can bring the younger kids into a more understanding of worship and what's going on, with also having the mix of some of the traditional stuff that the more hymnal type stuff that people also enjoy.
Okay. All right. Shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord of the earth. Yep. It's a fun song. Okay. Are there other insights that your groups gleaned in the course of your conversation about worship expression? Sure.
We all think that it's very important to meet and greet each week and each person, and particularly for the minister at the end of the service, mm-hmm. to greet people as they leave so they can either express problems in their life or congratulate them on a nice service or say, this would be another way to present that, but I feel that's lacking right now.
That was part of my tradition. First, I would say thank you for the feedback. That is about the fourth time I've heard that in the past 20 minutes. And so it was my tradition before COVID started. And so what I'll probably end up doing is talking with Marilyn about trying to phase in the opportunity in the last hymn so I can then do the dismissal and the benediction from the back and then be ready to shake hands or at least bump elbows. That is an easy challenge to live into, okay? But thank you for sharing that. All right, yes, hey.
I'm not sure about others, but
personally, I love it when you're out in the middle in front of the altar doing the sermon. You become more animated, and it makes me feel like you're talking to me. Mm-hmm. When people are behind the lectern, it becomes kind of stoic. So, like I said, out in the middle, it's more animated, and you feel like you're being brought into the sermon. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the feedback, Beth. I can easily try to cover that more on the Sunday mornings. Easily, that's all right. Yes, Sherry. You're getting your steps in now. Too bad ours out here to help.
We wanted to wait until you went to the back to say we were ready. So we're going to kind of talk together.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think we're going to start. So worship is like kind of boring in a sense because we just smooth sail through it. And I feel like if we had more like I said, upbeat stuff, I feel like the younger kids would be more inclined to join worship.
Hey, Penny, I heard exactly what you were saying. Do me a favor. Talk to me like you don't have a microphone. And then people back will hear you better, okay?
I feel like the worship is kind of boring in a sense. And I feel if we had more upbeat stuff for little kids also, like include like stuff for little kids, that they would be more inclined to join worship also and understand it better.
Okay. So first off, let me say thank you for your input. Secondly, thank you for using I statements. That was very well done. Thirdly, thank you for the information.
So I shared that having more sorry, my pump keeps.
Okay. Do you need to take a break and tell me where? Are they in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked, and I mentioned that having more in-depth understanding of the Bible, like drilling down into the gospel or even one of the lessons, having it become clearer as to what does that truly mean, whether like during that time, if you're a farmer, a lot of times you just don't understand, mm-hmm. what did that mean then and how does that mean now, and using like more Bible verses even in prayer and everything, because the truth feeds our truth.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else from the?
I missed what you said. Was it about the liturgy?
Earlier about the liturgy, what I heard about the
That's true.
And
did we get everybody?
I am curious. I didn't get to ask Joyce. She said that at first, this was not with you, but when she first came, she didn't feel comfortable.
Well, no, I had left.
Left and came.
And then I finally decided
I needed to come back. And I didn't feel really comfortable. But I kept pursuing and kept coming back until I've now finally, you know, I'm here and I found out this. And it just it builds my strength with God. And it's a very personal thing with me. And I don't share it a lot with other people. But my faith is really, really strong inside.
Joyce, thanks for sharing. May I ask you a follow-up clarifying question, please? I heard the phrase, and Cassette said a couple of times, uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Is that social dynamics uncomfortable? Is it uncomfortable with not knowing the liturgy? Is it uncomfortable with not having both of you using the projector? One of the above, all of the above?
It was not feeling like people didn't know me or something, and it was hard to get to know people.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is social dynamics. Thank you for the clarification. All right. Please. Thank you, Dean.
I don't usually participate, but in response to what Joyce just said, we used to have greeters. People would stand at the door and welcome people in, open the door for people. I know Dick does it still because that's his yeah. But it was an assigned task. I mean, you were a greeter for that mm-hmm. week. And I think that people who wander in off the street maybe don't get that, because I don't look around. I don't see an unfamiliar face, you know, unless my husband points it out to me. So that's something I think that we might need to
reinstitute
or,
the greeting.
Consider. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm looking here at the time, and what I'd like to say is this. I know we have more to talk about, so we're going to have I'm proposing another session 2 weeks from now, okay? Because what we're talking about are fantastic, but what I also want to do is to ask the question, and I'd like you to take this information that you've had, that you've wrestled with the past 50 minutes, and I'd like you to find a person in your life who does not go to church or goes to a different church, okay? And ask them this, and tell them, my pastor assigned this to me, and you're it. Blame me. Throw me under the bus. I don't care. But the question is basically, we are exploring worship, and why chimes are very helpful for calling us to worship. But also, one of the things that was said earlier is, I worship God to connect with God, connect with the congregation, connect with the community at large. So a lot of what we've been talking about, the vast majority of it, some things are raised at the tail end, but we don't just worship God ourselves, we're also to be an inviting community. And so how can we invite people, or how can we create a worship service that you feel comfortable enough to invite your friend to? Or they would feel connected, they would know what's going on, they'd feel uplifted. Is that making sense? So sometimes what we end up doing is inside a congregation is that we pretty much all of the same culture. We know the Lutheran lingo. If I say setting five, if I say the red book, what am I talking about? If I say the green book, you know, if I say law and gospel, all that kind of stuff. If I say Bishop Dillahunt, you all know that those things intimately, or at least you know what, or if I say Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, you know, we all know that. But we're also reaching out to the community at large. We have to make certain we're also not thing-taking our way into something that streamlines just for us. Is that making sense? So the homework is, talk to someone in your life and say, our congregation is asking a couple questions about worship. What, and then then say, what gets you as a member, that get you excited about coming to a worship service? It might not be anything we're talking about. It might just be, I want a place that I know I can be safe and accepted. It could be that, or it could be whatever it might be. But take the time to listen to what they say, write it down, and we'll bring it back. So then we'll have another session here 2 weeks from now after worship. If you can't make that, that's fine. But then just email me your responses and your thoughts, okay? Are there any questions? All right, I want to close with two words of prayer, and we'll get going. Dear Lord, thank you for the chance to talk today about worship. Thank you for meeting us here through your Holy Spirit to empower conversations and to be able to hear people of different generations, different backgrounds, different experiences. Empower us to keep listening and to incorporate the wisdom that you are imparting to us through these conversations. And we might make worship here an even better experience than what it already is. We also ask you to bless our food that we are about to eat. May you nourish our bodies through the tasks which you've called us to do. Amen. Now, folks, go in peace. Serve the Lord and have fun doing it.
Thanks to all of you who came out and shared your time
thank
with
you,
it
thank
and,
you, thank
and
you,
your
thank you. Yes.
your opinions. We
and
very
thank,
much appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you, Pastor, for wanting to hear from us.
I can hardly see that.
Not exactly, but when you came down here to begin this meeting, and he had moved the camera to just the bottom two panes, stainless, of the glass, you were sharp. We could see you. And so we're thinking, maybe if there's a way to get some opaque glass, I don't know. Yeah, he would have definitely done that. Yeah. Okay, I'll go with it. Yeah, thank you. Sure, sure, that'd be great. Well, maybe I better fill the recording first. Yeah. Thank you.